Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to focus on the grace of the Spirit that's given to us to live and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus in times just like the ones we're facing. Times of shaking, times of challenge, and times of difficulty. Yesterday, I was reading from Ephesians chapter 1, the beautiful apostolic prayer of St. Paul. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all there. And download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to not only my program, but Sister Anne and all the wonderful programs, both our TV programs and the material that's there on our website at Renewal Ministries, but also the Ave Maria app and access to all the shows when it's convenient for you. But I read this extraordinary prayer, an apostolic prayer, and it's apostolic prayers are really helpful at times like this. That is, the prayers of the apostles, particular ones, that both describe what's in their heart that was in their hearts, and they're probably still praying these things before the Father in heaven, you know, with the Lord. They were praying for really for us to come into the kind of experience and understanding and awareness, you know, the full gifts of the Spirit, you know, wisdom, understanding, judgment, decision, you know, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and a renewed mind, a mind that's alive to Christ, and it's strong enough and clear enough and alive enough to overcome the mind of the world that's always trying to creep in, especially at times like this, to take over our thoughts, to fill us with fear and confusion, to isolate us. And this battle that's going on in the culture and in the streets and in the world really right now, it's an expression of what's going on in human hearts. It's an expression of what's in the minds of people. And it's such an important time for followers of the Lamb, followers of the King, to be the light and the salt that we're meant to be. Paul's apostolic prayer really is talking about what that looks like, especially being light, having received the light, that is the mind of Christ, being able to grasp who he is, who we are, to be able to see into the circumstances that we're living through, to be able to evaluate them correctly, to how to respond to them, to find our greatest loyalty to him, to really trust him to lead us. And as the forces are battling in this fallen world, you know, the kingdom of this world, the world, the flesh, and the devil are at work. Christ is Lord. And he wants to show forth his strength in the weakness and the smallness of those who've come to love him and those who are baptized into him. His power is made perfect in our weakness. I talked yesterday about, you know, the meekness of Jesus. Jesus wanted to teach us how to be meek, how to walk with strength, our strength under control, under the control of the and the guidance of the Spirit, who wants to help us fulfill a real life of true greatness and standing for what matters most. You know, Jesus said in the Gospels that the first commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, is the first and the greatest of all commandments. Remember, Jesus said he lived to please the Father. He lived to fulfill every command that came from the mouth of the Father. That in itself, Jesus shows us that this is wisdom. Paul's prayer yesterday from Ephesians chapter 1, he prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom. You know, part of wisdom is to say what matters most. To see reality the way Jesus sees reality, to see what he sees and to feel what he feels and to prioritize the way he did. And he shows us, he said, this is the real food. Don't let the world deceive you. The most important, most fruitful, the greatest place you can be is to be walking each day in the will of God and to putting God first, to seek first the kingdom of God. That's a piece of transforming wisdom right there. And Paul would say, and that you would have this spirit of wisdom. And we know in confirmation, wisdom is one of the spiritual gifts that is strengthened, that we're given by God, that allows us to be docile and to have our lives ordered and we're able to receive more readily with the help and the aid of the Holy Spirit, with really the, you know, the church calls it the infused presence of the Spirit in us, equipping us with these gifts that enable us to hear Him and move in Him and to make decisions and to bear fruit and to look and be like Him. It's really tremendous. And what's key is for us to actually believe it, to believe that these gifts have been given to us so that we live with an expectation. We begin our day each day with that. We get up in the morning. First thing is we greet the Lord because we know He's there. He's with us. Put your hand on your heart. Say, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, I love you. Help me now today, Holy Spirit, to get my sails up so that I can follow you as the wind of your presence, the breath of God moves me in the world in the way the Lord wants me to move and to be the person that He's made me to be. It's exciting. What we see in the apostles is this enlightened mind, the light of Christ is so present in them and they have the wisdom. Paul says the revelation of the knowledge of God, the eyes of the heart, that's the seat of decision in us, that's enlightened, he says. And so that capacity to see the great hope that's in us, to see the power that's at work within us, here's something that it's good for us to reflect on right now and in this time of shaking. And we have to get this from the Lord, and we have to get it from the grace of the Spirit to give us faith, conviction about the reality of the power that's in us. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Part of what times like this do is the enemy can be at work to just shake our confidence, to make us be filled with fear, to draw back, to be timid, to be self-protective, and to feel like, oh man, the world is just so big and the world is so powerful and I feel so weak, the church looks so weak. The Lord allows us to experience our weakness so that we don't lean on our own strength, which was a real temptation in times like this, and to just think out of the mind of the flesh, but to come to terms with our weakness, to see that the real battle that's going on in society and culture is a spiritual one, and then by the grace of the Spirit to have a strength and a power to live right in the chaos, right in the circumstances, walking in the peace of Christ. You talk about what a radical difference, a radical witness. Just walking in peace is totally radical, right? And from that peace, being able to speak with kindness and humility, to guard our tongue, to treat every human being, even ones who don't deserve it. Remember, Jesus said, love those who hate you. Again, to walk in meekness, which is the strength that God has given us under the lordship and anointing of the Holy Spirit, but having our eyes, the eyes of our hearts open, so we're moving from the heart of Christ touching our heart. Remember Him from the cross as He looked on His persecutors who are just, they're mocking Him. I mean, they've stripped Him. He's bleeding. He's, you know, his body is just broken and wrecked in so many ways. And people are cursing Him. They falsely accused Him. And He looks on those people with compassion. That's the heart of God. And that's the heart the Lord wants us to have. It's okay for us to disagree with people. It's okay with us to have different political positions of people. It's okay for us to stand up and articulate what we believe. But He wants us to do it differently than the world is doing it. To not get caught up in the energy, and to do that requires power, a power that's greater than any power we have on our own strength. It's the power of the Spirit of God within us. Again, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And that's why Paul said, when we come into the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, we see the greatness of God, the magnitude, the majesty of God. We see all things in God. And in a moment, it just shrinks. Like, remember, I've said a few times on the program, we start to get a perception of God, and by the grace of the Holy Spirit, His greatness in the universe is talking to us, this gigantic universe that is so overwhelming and beautiful and powerful and frightening even at the same time. He created it just by the word of His command. And this little tiny, tiny planet that's smaller than one tiny little grain of sand and all the beaches and sands in the world put together in deserts, He can handle this. He's allowing this to happen for his purposes. The question is your mind calm enough? Is your heart set on him enough? Are you coming from the place of peace and are you listening and abiding in him so that you can actually hear what his purposes are in the moment? What are the judgments of God meant to produce? Repentance, change, surrender to him, aligning ourselves with his leadership to produce the peaceful fruit of righteousness, to call back a straying nation, to call back a straying world, to call leaders to face their own, you know, whether it's political leaders or business leaders or church leaders or whoever it is, you and me, to give us the eyes to see what happens when a world turns its back on God. What happens to a world that comes under the darkness of the empty futility, as Scripture says, of a darkened mind, that comes as a result of suppressing the truth about God, the living God. We're called, friends, to be light. So today, as you begin your day, talk to Jesus, simple ways, from the heart. If you're scared today, this morning, if you're full of fear, or you're angry, you had a tough night's sleep, or you're facing your weakness, you know, you're facing, you fell again, or you're fighting addictions or whatever, just stop. Turn everything off. Don't turn off this show yet, but turn everything off. Put your hand on your heart in that place of quiet. Just say, come, Holy Spirit. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, strengthen me. Jesus, guide me. Jesus, work through me today. Help me abide in your presence. Help me be attentive to your presence today. Friends, it's so important for us so that we can hear and know deep inside. Circumstances of life provide great challenges and they're difficult many times, but none of it changes the fact of God, your Creator, and his beloved Son, who's reigning at his right hand in glory, are totally committed to you. And because you may have stumbled, because you have struggles, what the devil wants to do is circle around. He wants to circle you after he's led us into giving into things that we know aren't helpful in different ways. And then he wants to condemn us, to double down so we get more fearful and we get more self-condemning and we start to draw back and we're afraid. And he gets us on our heels. Don't trust any of that. Don't trust any voices of condemnation. Don't listen to them. Don't dialogue with the devil. When that stuff comes, it's not the Lord. When our conscience awakens us to turn to the Lord, that's good. But it's never condemning and hopeless. It's always filled with hope. His God, who is love, knows you, and he wants you to come to him, and he wants to keep lifting you, strengthening you, feeding you day after day, conforming you more and more into his beloved Son, and to make you a saint. And these are saint-making times for us, friends, so let's embrace him. Embrace them in full trust, surrendering to the presence and power of Spirit in our lives. Bless you and have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.